Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another bite-sized political podcast on what is a very wet and stormy Monday where I live. I'm not sure what it's like with you, but that did prompt me to cover the topic of bioengineering with you, because I don't think I've done this one before, so I thought we'd have a chat about it. And as always, this podcast is sponsored by quantumhypno.co.uk. Link below, check it out. And of course, it is facilitated also by your own support when you buy me a coffee, so we can keep doing this work here. Right, bioengineering. Well, let's face it, it's been a really miserable start to 2024, hasn't it? I mean, it just rains and rains and rains. And then when it stopped raining, it starts raining a bit more. I've been away for a few days. I know we're very exotic, but I did take a short break. And the weather was pretty inclement a good bit of the time. And of course, you could say, well, April showers, David, April showers, don't overhype it. But that's followed March showers, February showers, January showers. You know, you got to wonder. So I wanted to talk to you about a little place I remember visiting way back in about 1988. And that was the little Devon village of Lynmouth. I wonder, has anyone listening to this been to see Lynmouth? Because on a very fateful night, back in the 15th of August, 1952, one of the worst ever flash floods ever to have occurred in the UK slept through that sleepy little Devon village. 35 people died as a torrent of 90 million tons of water and thousands of tons of rock poured over saturated Exmoor and into the village, destroying the homes, bridges, shops, and hotels. Like, I remember, you know, you can still sort of see, and they've got the sort of thing, they've got information up so tourists can see it. But it was termed the hand of God, you know, one of these things, David. But new evidence from previously classified government files suggests that a team of international scientists working with the RAF were experimenting with artificial rainmaking in southern Britain in the same week and could possibly be implicated. Squadron leader Len Utley, who at that time was part of Operation Cumulus, there was a clue, basically told the BBC that, yeah, they were involved in a rainmaking exercise. His navigator, Group Captain John Hart, talked about the success of these early experiments. He says, "We flew straight through the top of the cloud, poured dry ice down into the cloud. We flew down to see if any rain came out of the cloud, and it did about 30 minutes later, and we all cheered." Now, the Met Office has in the past denied that there were any rainmaking experiments conducted before 1955. But recently unearthed documents suggest that going back from 1949 to 1955, there was experiments going on. The Ministry of Defence has categorically denied it. Well, they would say that, wouldn't they? But documents suggest that Operation Cumulus was going on between the 4th of August and the 15th of August, 1952. And on the 15th of August, 1952, all those villagers in that little Devon village lost their lives. Now, you know, no one should be getting sort of too excited about, weather modification. They couldn't do that, could they? Well, of course they could. And I'm talking about 1952. This is, you know what, 70 years later, basically, I suppose, and the technology has improved considerably. And we know that in other parts of the world, like, for example, some of the very arid Arab countries, they can seed clouds. We know the Chinese seed clouds as well. And it's all about manipulating weather for whatever which reasons. But the point is that the weather being experienced has been manipulated. So it does happen. I mean, it's been happening. No one really denies this now. Are we expected to believe, oh, yeah, they tried it back in the early 50s and then they decided that they wouldn't go back to that ever again? Is that what we're expected to believe? I don't think so. I also think, and cast your mind back now, here we are in middle of April 2024. Go back in time 4 years to April 2020. Do you remember what it was like? Yeah, we had lockdown. The weather was gorgeous. I can remember sitting out in my back garden. Oh, it was fantastic. So lovely. And what a bit of good fortune that at the very time when the UK government put us all under house arrest effectively, the weather was so nice. So we didn't have to be too annoyed. We just could sit outside, sunbathe. And some people kept doing that for the next 4 years, of course. But I wonder about that. Do you? Do you wonder about why was the weather so good during lockdown? That's a hell of a coincidence as well, isn't it? And of course, now as the globalists try to get us into a third world war, all of a sudden we're getting, you know, horrendous weather after horrendous weather. It's cold, it's wet. The BBC are pretending it's as warm as it's ever been. And of course, we don't believe the BBC. But is bioengineering a thing? My own feeling is that it is a thing. And the village of Lynmouth pays stark testament to what they were able to do 70 years ago. So what do you think they can do in 2024? Do let me know, and thanks for listening.